The Reformation of 1857. Church Reformation is God's work. The church is God's, and when it deforms, he raises up the necessary leaders. But God reforms his church. Reformation involves a rejection of errors present in the church and a return to biblical teaching and practice as summarized in the confessions of the church. Reformation almost always results in the church being reformed. In other words, a new institute forms because an apostatizing church rarely returns to the biblical pattern. A reformation occurred in 1857. Four small churches seceded from the Reformed Church of America, their current name, then, the Reformed Protestant Dutch Church. The seceders formed the Holland Reformed Churches, later adopting the name Christian Reformed Church. As reformations go, this was not the cleanest, most well-defined break. Disagreement existed then, and still exists today, as to whether or not the issues raised by the seceders were genuine or manufactured, grossly exaggerated, or real problems. In spite of these differences in viewpoint, history has made plain some of God's purposes for this new beginning. Through this new denomination, God would preserve in this new land the Reformed heritage of the Aufscheiding, or secession, of 1834. Into the CRC would flow thousands of Reformed Dutch immigrants belonging to the Reformed Church of the Netherlands. Out of the CRC would later come three other denominations, the Protestant Reformed Churches, the 1920s, the Orthodox Reformed Churches, the 1980s, and the United Reformed Churches, the 1990s. With this issue, the Standard Bearer continues its practice of highlighting a church reformation in commemoration of the great 16th century Reformation. The goal of this issue is to acquaint the reader with the history and significance of 1857. Various articles explain the doctrinal and practical matters involved in the event. The church must know her history in order to remain faithful in her doctrine and walk. May the Standard Bearer issue be used to assist churches in the 21st century, reinforcing the determination of the faithful to continue in the right paths, and calling those who have left them to examine the past, look for the old paths, and, may God grant it, return to them. Jeremiah 6, verse 16.